Okay, today's daf is Maisros daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, which is the last few lines of the third parak and going into the fourth parak of Maseches Maisros. So we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, towards the bottom by the two dots, Amar Rev Chanina. So we're commenting on, according to the Mefarshim, commenting in the line of the Mishnah about Ir Miklat. So Ir Miklat, different than the earlier halachas, that it goes after the Ikar, the Mishnah said that it goes after the Nof. Goes after the branches. So, and we, the way we understood that, according to the Bavli and other Mefarshim, it means even after the branches, that we go lakula for the nitzol and lachumra for the goal adam in all the cases, wherever it is, it affords protection. But here the Gemara is assuming that maybe you go by wherever he is, wherever he is. Maybe that's what it means after the Nof. You go after the Nof wherever, if the Nof, if he's outside, he's outside. If he's inside, he's inside. So that's what the Gemara assumes right now. The Gemara Folda, Al-Ari Miklat Kai. It's referring to the Ari Miklat line. She'ala Derech Hanof. Continuing in the Mahara Folda, She'ala Derech Hanof Hanoto Chutz Lagvul. He's already quoting the Gemara. Let's just go to the Gemara then. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chinina, V'hu She'ala Derech Hanof. When do we say that if he's on the branch, sitting outside the Ir Miklat, when does that not afford protection? If he climbed up straight on the branch. He was never inside and then went outside. Avalam Allah derecha ikar. But if he went up inside the Ir Miklat, he climbed up the tree inside the Ir Miklat, and now he climbed out on the root, on the branch, kvar kolto ikar, the ikar was already koletim. Again, according to the way we interpreted the Mishnah, according to the Bavli, it's always koletim if you don't have this. But this is saying, even if you understand the Mishnah, that you go by wherever he is standing or sitting in the tree, but even if the branches are out, if he first was in and then climbed out, that will be enough to protect. Interesting, Ir Miklat, the Mefarshim have 2/3 ways of understanding the Tom of Ir Miklat. If you look in the Stipler, in the Birchas Peretz, he named it after his father, Birchas Peretz, Peretz is Bracha, right, that's the... how he names it in the Hakdama to the Sefer. Uktila Kayim Mitzvahs Kibud Avaim Karasias Hashem Sefer Birchas Peretz. Lezecher Kvod. His father was Chaim Peretz, and his mother was Bracha. So Birchas Peretz is a little of both of their names in it. Obviously, the Kilas Yaakov is his name, Yaakov Yisrael Kenevsky. So if you look in the Berachas Peretz in Parshas Maseh, he says, B'mitzvah zari miklat ika shnei inyanim. There are two inyanim, two ideas behind the halacha of Ir Miklat. Hatzala va'onesh, saving and punishment. The pashpet akasuv dechsiv. The pashas is v'ha'yu ha'arim lachem l'miklat migoel hadam mashpeshu l'tovas harotzeach l'hatzilu migoel hadam ha'orev alav. The simple pshat is that it's to save him from the goel hadam that is trying to hurt him. That's what the psukim sound like. V'chein kasuv b'parsha shoftim pen yirdov goel hadam acharei harotzeach ki yecham levavo. His heart will be hot v'hisigo. So it sounds pretty befeirish in the Torah, the Torah Shebechsav, that it's based on Hatzalah. Mashma lehaya shemitzah zar miklat ulman tovas harotzeach v'hatzalaso. V'ulam is to save him, but on the other end, it's also to punish him. Golus also. Golus, right, chovahu alarotzeach afilu bezman sheinim mefachim yigol adam. What if there are no relatives? There are zero relatives, there's no issue of Hatzalah still. He who chayev galus machbas ha'avir shabaliyado. He has to go to galus. Afilu im rotze liftos atzmai de kofer. Right? There's a beferish pasuk in Isser. He wants to give money. He'll give $100 million to the greatest of all the Jewish causes. Amr tarav lo sichu kofer lashuv lashaves baretz. You can't take kofer for that. Asher nashama, as the Mishnah says in Makos, shamte di raso, shamte misaso, shamte kfuraso. Vine achar misas rotzeach. So 1 second. After he died, he has to be buried there. He's not, they don't have to save him from anything else, right? After he dies there, so kfar ain lo pachad migol adam. There's no pachad from the goel adam. Mikol makom chiva tor lekover sham. The Torah still says you should bury him there. Va'kol midin galus deram yaleh. Right, because the second element of galus that is upon him, even if there's no danger. Shamachuvam b'mitzvah zu darei miklat l'shevet u'lechesed la'onesh misad bitazadin. Amazing, the two kind of opposite messages of Ir Miklat. And the Stipler continues after developing those two ideas. Chazinan de ma'od shakta Torah l'aslasim igual adam. The Torah went out of its way, very high standard. V'chiva Torah l'achina derach she'ikazal av miklat miklat. You have to write signs. Miklat miklat. V'sholchim yimoshe tamidei chachamim. V'yadabro igual adam shalif ke'enu. The Torah tried very hard for the hatzala element. U'mitzad she'ni anuram she'hikila Torah b'damo ma'od. But on the other hand, the Torah is like very mako. You step one foot out, you're done. Achim yatso yetze meir miklato. Rabbi Yosef glili mitzvah biad gol adam lahar go reshus biad adam Rabbi Akiva. Vine kol adam ein b'am klal yecham levavo v'yafal pikein. It is mutter. So it's interesting. You have all these high standards of hatsala to make sure, but still, right when he goes out, you're allowed to kill him. Ukinira shakol zehu bechtei shelo yahin latzeis meir miklato, because we don't want him to go out. On to go visit his family. The Torah is makpid. You can't go out because it's also a punishment. It's also a punishment. So that's the double message of Ir Miklat. That's in Parshas Maaseh. In the Sefer HaChinuch has a third idea. Has a third very interesting psychological idea. Not just Hatzala. Not just Onesh. But... right, so if you think about it, Hatzalah is focused on the, I don't know, both focus on the Rotzeach, but it also involves the Goal Adam. But there's another element to look at from the Goal Adam. What happens if this guy is going to just be walking around Shul and walking around the neighborhood, and the relatives see, that's going to bring up and open the wounds of the heart, and they'll be in pain every time they see him. That's V'od To'elas B'davar. After the Chinuch quotes Tsar Galus and Hatzala, he quotes those two, and then he says a third idea. V'od To'elas B'davar. Livili Yiru Krove Hamuke Harotzeach Le'inehem Tamid B'makam Shinas Tela Ra'ah V'chol Darche Atora Noam. Wow. God, this goes on the list. Darche Darche Noam. The Torah doesn't want you to have to be in the face of the relatives of the person you killed. It's just going to make them feel the pain again. So therefore, you have to leave. Amazing. It might connect to like, so why do you wait until the Kohen Gadol dies? Then maybe everybody's in pain. So everybody's in pain at that point. So then maybe that's why he's allowed to leave. Okay, this is a little bit about Ir Miklat. Next line, second to last line here, back on Laman Aleph and Mabes. Masnisa, now we're talking about the last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah spoke about Yerushalayim. What did the Mishnah say? Back on Dav Chav Tes, Ubi Yerushalayim Akoho Lechachra Nof. It goes after the Nof, and we said that means Lechumra. Lechumra, meaning, there's halacha that you can't redeem fruit once they're in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So what is it? So each way, you're machmir. So if you're in the tree on either side, you can't do it. Says the Gemara, Masnisa, that last line is similar to Beis Shammai. He must be like Beis Shammai. Which Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, in Meiser Sheni in the third parak. The Marafolda quotes it here. Talking about a badad. Talking about an olive press. You have an olive press in Yerushalayim, but let's say it's in Yerushalayim, but the doorway to get into the olive press is outside of Yerushalayim. Or the opposite. Rabbi Beis Shammai says, L'chumra in both. L'chumra in both. Beishamai, the Beishamai Omer, Makol Kalifnim. Everything is like inside, and therefore wherever you're eating it, or wherever the olives are, it's L'chumra. We treat it with Kedusha. And you see the Marafolda quotes it, let's just read it. Bate Badadin, Shepischehen, and he doesn't have the whole thing, I'll read it from the Mishnah. Bate Habadim Shepischehen Lifnim, Bechalal Lachutz. If the doorway is inside Yerushalayim, at the space where it is outside. O Shepischehen Lachutz, Bechalal Lifnim, Beishamai Omerim, Hakol Kalifnim. Everything is kalifnim, right? You treat it like lifnim, lechumra. Ubeis hillel omrim, it depends, no. You split it on the border. Mikenegat achom of lefnim kalifnim, mikenegat achom of lachutz kalachutz. That is the, in terms of pidyon maiser sheni. The pidyon maiser sheni, is it considered in or not? So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah sounds like Beis Shammai, because our Mishnah says it's all lechumra, so that's Beis Shammai shita. It's all a chumra. That's what it sounds like. Look at the Marafolda says. Again, he quotes this. Hakol v'nei l'chumra. Hachanami. Hacha kol holich acharanov l'chumra. Right here too, it is l'chumra. Im Kane, skip a couple of lines. Masisan beishamahi. Avala beis hillel. According to beis hillel, third to last line of the Marafolda. Desfir lu hakol holich acharachoma. Mikenegat acham l'fnim. La'olam ke l'fnim. V'lachutz ke l'chutz. Ein shayach lomar hakol holich achar hanof. So you wouldn't say that. So the Mishnah is like beishamahi. Unusually. Tzni, but we have the following Brisa, the following Tosefta. The Tosefta says, what happens? This Tosefta seems to be like Beis Hillel. Because the Tosefta says, if you have a case where the trunk of a tree is inside and the branches are outside, you know what the Tosefta says? If you pull the branches back and you hold them in, then it's all like in. Hechter is a no, bimifnim, kulo kilifnim, if you bent the branches back. So one second. So what do you mean? According to Beis Shammai, even if they're not bent back. So it sounds like this mission is like Beis Hillel, meaning it goes by where it is, and therefore if you bent it back, so then you're changing the place of it, and that's why it makes a difference. So the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai, this Tosefta is like Beis Hillel. And the Gemara just adds, there is a line in the Tosefta that we don't have, the Marafolda points that out, but the Tosefta says, according to this line, V'isbahen Tanya Kadmaya, there's a Tanakama there, K'Beis Shammai, that says like Beis Shammai. We don't have that Tanakama, but this is the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Hadron Lachamah Reteinim, Baruch Hashem, this takes us through the third parak of Maseches Maestros. We continue now with the fourth parak, four out of five. Here we go. Hakovish, parak Hakovish. So we've spoken already about in Mishnayos a number of the events that are Koveya, Lamaestros, Midarabanan. Again, Midaraisa, what do you need? You need Meruach, you need full processing in the field, and then Re'ias Panei Abayis, and then going into the house. Midarabanan, you could substitute the house for one of these six. As we'll get to one of the six events. And there's a machlokas about those. Do those work even without meruach beforehand? Right, so that's going to be the case. We already spoke about truma. We spoke about mekach a lot. And now we're going to mention the other ones, and that's cooking. Hakovesh, pickling. Pickling has the status. I pickle vegetables, hasholeg, or I cook them a little bit. Hamoleach, or I salt them. Basadeh chayiv. Even if I do this in the sadeh, in the field, it's going to be chayiv. Could these substitute for bias, and therefore I'm going to be chayiv in all these cases. Hamechamer ba'adama patur. What if I am mechamer? That means I hide something in the ground to keep cool or to warm up. Right, different ways that they used to use the ground. Hamachamer, I think this one means the warming. Right, hamachamer. Look in the Mara folder. Hamatmin peros tachas akarko. You put fruit in the ground. Kederach sheregilon lahatmin peros, like they used to put fruit. She'enon mevushalon kol tzarchan, that weren't fully ripe, because they shizbashlu. They used to put fruit in the ground that weren't fully ripe in order that they should get fully ripe. So if you do that, potter, that's not called cooking it. So that's helping it get ripe. That's not processing it to a gemar malacha stage. So mechamer ba'adama potter. Remember the brises in Masechta Shabbos talk about, what if you did that, now it gets ripe on Shabbos. So you want to take it out of the ground, but there's dirt. Are you allowed to move? The dirt is muksa. What if you have some of the stems sticking out? You're going to pick it up, but the dirt's going to move. But it's a tiltum and atzad. You're not. You didn't mean it. Is it a busis? Is the dirt a busis? Is the fruit a busis for the dirt that's on top of it? Busis davar usser. All these types of cases that comes based on the this concept of sticking it in the ground. I think we discussed it in shvius also, because if you put it in, is there if it takes root? What about hilchos shvius? Okay, continue. Hametabo basad patur. If I dip into salt, that's patur, right? That's not pickling. Pickling and salting is a serious pickling and salting. If I just dip it into a little salt, that's still called achilas arai, and therefore there's patur from maestros. Hapotzei azeitzim, or if I have a couple of olives, I want to squeeze them a little bit to get them soft in order to eat. And hapotzei azeitzim sheyitzim mihem asaraf, I want the bitterness, the sap that is bitter to go out. Patur, that's just called eating. That's not achilas kefa. Hasoche zeisam al besaro patur. What if I squeeze some olives directly onto my arm to smear? That's also patur. Even though we say, in some cases, a sicha kishtia, there's a whole letter in the back of the Griz about this, sicha kishtia, let's say on Yom Kippur, so that does not mean for all halachas. And therefore, smearing just some oil directly from the olive onto your basar, onto your arm, it is going to be, it is pater. But if I squeezed and I caught in my, from one hand to the other hand, and now I have a lot of oil in my hand, and now I'm going to smear, that's going to be chayef. That's going to be chayef. Why? Because, says the Mara Folda, it's as if you filled up a little pit, a little hole in the ground, like your hands. Tamashinasal toch yado, nechshav kilu nasal toch bar katan. It's as if you put into a little bar, via chafira. That's a substitute for what the wine and the oil go down into after they're squeezed out. So your hands are like that. And therefore, that would be chayev if you don't just put it directly on the arm, but first you caught some and you gathered some in your hands, and then you did that. The Rambam's lashon is, he gives us an example of, this is called a shemesh kavua. That's not called an arai usage. An arai usage, you take a little oil and you smear it on your arm. But if you gather it together, and now you catch it all, so then that's going to be that's going to be a keva usage. The Rambam gives a number of examples in Gimel Yutes of ara usages and keva usages. So that's the one of some of the examples that he gives. Sochet zesim al basaro avolola toch yado v'chein kol kol yosu bazeh. But the context of that is that it is going to be keva. We continue hamikapeya or hamikape l'tavshil pater. What's hamikape? If one skims off the top of tavshil, sometimes we know wine, you skim off some of the top of the wine, of the dregs and the foam. So if you put wine inside a dish, and you're going to, there's a lot of ingredients in this dish, one of them happens to be wine, and it flows to the top, so you take that off pater, that is not, that's that kipui, that cutting off on top, so to speak, skimming off, that's arai. That's no kovei lemaiser. That's not kovei lemaiser. Obviously, says the Marafolda, we're talking about a cold tavshil. If it was a hot tavshil that was cooked, then it's going to be chayev for the cooking. Forget the kipui. But here, mekabel tavshil, you have a cold tavshil pater. But if you did that for wine in an empty pot, so that's right, that's like in the bor. Chayev neshu kabar katan. That's like a bor katan, and that's like regular processing of the wine. Good, so now what we've been waiting for weeks, for many dafim, this brisa which we already looked at, but now here it is. Lamed Beis. This is the heart of Maisris. Daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, the heart of Maisris is right here, the six things that are Kovela Maisris, besides the Din Daraisa of Beis. Hakovish, Hasholik, Vamoleh, Fahulu, or Tovel, fire. Fire means cooking. Or is Tovel. Mekach, Tovel. Transactions. All these again, why? Because these are Machshiv, and therefore, what you're doing is significant. Melach tovelas. Salt. Salt is tovel. Salt is tovelas. Salting heavily. Because why? One of two ways in Mefarshim. Either salting is considered cooking, or it's parallel and does the same thing as cooking. Right? There's a difference between the two. Again, is it cooking, or it does the same thing? Meaning it completes the process of food production, just like the cooking does. Meaning, how much salt? What if you did only a little bit of salting? If it is cooking, so then it's going to need a lot of salt to be cooking, if it changes the essence of the item. But if it's just a parallel, then it wouldn't need as much. So there's a discussion of that. If you look in the Mara folder here, it discusses that also a little bit about or toveles, that is just like. Truma toveles, you have cooking, you have mekach, you have salting. Truma toveles, hafresh is truma. If I'm mafresh truma before, it was brought into the house. Still, that makes it significant, and therefore I'll take off the maestros. Shabbos tovelas. Shabbos is tovel, because everything you eat on Shabbos is special. Chatzar, beis hashmira tovelas. And a chatzar is also tovel. These six items, right, is it bishul, mekach, melach, truma, Shabbos, chatzar. These six items, pashup shat, they're all midrabanan. We're going to get to one that might be daraisa, according to one day of the Amoraim, but Pashas, they're all Darabanan. There is a major discussion. So as we said, Daraisa, you need Meruach and Bias. Midrabanan, these things take the place of Bias. Do you need Meruach? Do you need Gemar Malacha beforehand? Or are these Koveh even before Gemar Malacha? So we already had discussions of three of these. We had discussions in the Gemara of three of these. But Halacha Lamaisa, the Gemara in Beitza says, at least by three. Beitza Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Kiyasa Rabban Am Rabbi Yochanan. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Truma ve'echad Chotzer. Four. Those four in Kovin al Badavar Shingra Malachtan. Only if there was ready Gemar Malacha. If there was a Gemar Malacha, these are not going to be Koveya. So once there's a Gemar Malacha, then these could take the place of Bais. But not more than that. And the Gemara quotes, you know, it's Lafuke, a couple of other Shitas that might argue on this. But those four, Shabbos, Truma, Mekach and Chatzer. Those four are Koveya with that. The Rasilio says, so if it applies by three or four, it must apply by all of them. It must apply by all of them. That it's only if there is, has it been, Gemar Malacha, and that's what the Rambam says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yaradeya, the Rambam in Gimel Gimel. Let's read that Rambam again. We've read it before, but let's read it again. Beginning of Perek Gimel, the Rambam says, Be'echamishisha dvarim kovela maestris. The Elu Hain, these are the six events that are Kaveh Lamaestras, Bayis Mechach Esh, Melech Chumah V'Shabbos, V'Kulan, the Gemara in Beitza only quoted four, but the Ram says V'Kulan in Koven El Badavish Nigba Malachto. All of them are not Koveya, except by a Dovar Shenigmara Melacha. Good. Shabbos being Tovel, again, as we've said, that Shabbos is a Onik Shabbos, Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, maybe part of the Kiyum of Zachas Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho also. Oneg, preparing for Shabbos, is itself, reflects its significance. The fact that the Gemara uses Mitzvah Bo Yosmei B'Shlucho in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, Dafka, in the context of Oneg Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't say that too often. The Gemara says that by marriage and by Oneg Shabbos. Only those two. Rashi there seems to say that if you're Osig B'Mitzvahs B'Gufo, having Mekabel Schar Tvei, you get greater schar. So it sounds like it's all mitzvahs, but it's only dafka by those two specifically. But there is a big discussion in the Nitziv. The Nitziv has an important discussion of different types of hechsher mitzvahs. All the way at the end of the Shiltos. In the Hemek She'elen, Kuf Samach Tes, in Parsha Zos Abracha, that's the Shilta about Sukkah. About Sukkah. The language of the Shiltos, right? The Gaon, Rav Achoy Gaon, who wrote the Shiltos, the Jews are obligated to build a sukkah and sit in the sukkah. What's the minimum amount of sukkah? So he quotes and goes into some of the details. But what Nitziv is bothered by is that, why does it say that we are obligated to build a sukkah and sit in it? We're obligated to sit in the sukkah. Why does it say to build a sukkah? You want to say it's not literal, says the Nitziv. Elanira lobo milashin rabbeinu. Tiyaf agav ti ikr mitzvah sukkah hiya yeshiva. Even though the ikr mitzvah sukkah is yeshiva, vahasiyah eina ela hachana. And the creating the sukkah is just preparation. Mikal makom, yesh ba mitzvah, it's still a mitzvah to build the sukkah. Ba'asher hachana zuk suva batorah. The chashuva mishar hachanas de mitzvos de enok suvas batorah. So says that it's if there's a new category. There's preparatory stages. Cutting off the horn from the ram to use for a shofar is not significant inherently, right? That's not. It's just that's a hechsher mitzvah that you have to do. A preparatory stage, sharpening the knife for the mila. Preparatory stage, but it's nothing significant. You just have to do it in order to get to the result. If you had a sharp knife, if you had a shofar already, there's no kiyum to go and to cut the shofar. That's a hechsher mitzvah she'enik suva batara. But if the Torah goes out of its way to mention the hechsher mitzvah, even though you would know you have to do it even without the Torah saying it, but if the Torah goes out of its way, that's called the hechsher mitzvah suva batara. And if it's hechsher mitzvah suva batara, it has inherent significance even halachically. V'chashuva mishar achanus de mitzvah she'enik suva batara. Ve'en adome asiya sukkah v'ksivas tefillin mezuzas d'chsiv uksha, right, he says, So sukkah, it's a hechsher mitzvah suva batara. Why? Chag sukkah is tasa lecha. Because we darshin, it's as if it says chag, it's a karban. Sukkah tasa lecha migarnecha miyikvecha. That's the source of schach. Also, that's a hechsher mitzvah suva batara. Tzilin mezuzah. Uchasavtam al mezuzas beisecha v'sharecha. Matzah, you might say. Ushmartim as amatzos. Shabbos. Where's Shabbos? Where's Shabbos? That's a pasuk in Yeshayo. V'kibadato. So the Shabbos also, what might be considered a hechsher mitzvah, or the hechinu asher yaviu, is different. But Shabbos might be one, and therefore it's different than agidas lulav tikin shofar v'chadomish shlo nizkru b'hu shumachana elo gufa mitzvah. L'may nafkamina, he quotes like four or five nafkaminas. Number one, the Gemara has a havamina to make a bracha on certain hechsher mitzvahs, tzitzis and mezuzah. Says that Nitziv, all of those have in common only those are hechsher mitzvahs of ksuvas batorah. The only havamina to make a bracha is that. But if it is not a hechsher mitzvah ksuvas batorah, then there's no havamina to make a bracha on it. That's one. Number two, would you say mitzvah bo yizmir b'shlucha? You would say that by a hechsher mitzvah haksuvas batorah. That's exactly kiddushin. Kiddushin might be a hechsher mitzvah. Meaning, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, Pashtus, it's not a mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah suva batorah ki yikach. It says it. So that's would you say mitzvah bo yizmir b'shlucho? Number three, would you say osik b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah? Osik b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah. would you say that? So again, that's would you say Svisa Makdiman Lemitzvahs? He has all of these napkaminas. He even says maybe that's another pshat of Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezachos Es Yisrael. L'fikachir b'lam Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to give us extra mitzvahs. So all the mafarshim ask, what do you mean, hir b'lam? The mitzvahs are mitzvahs. We know exactly how many mitzvahs there are. No more, no less. Hashem gave us extra. There are no extra mitzvahs. So it says in Etziv, yeah, because a hechsher mitzvah ksuba Torah, we would have known anyway. We wouldn't have to, we wouldn't need a mitzvah for it. The fact that Hashem made it into a mitzvah, that's a zchus. Because we would have had to do it anyway, but he made it into a separate, independent mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah ksuba Torah. So maybe Shabbos is also, Shabbos could also, maybe aksuva ba Nevi'im, or it's in, if it's in the Torah, Be'echinas Asher Yaviu, right? There are examples of psukim that we might connect to this, then as if it discusses Shabbos there. Okay, so back to the Gemara, we have these six ideas. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, where do we see there? Rabbi Yochanan agrees to this, Mekach v'Shabbos v'Chatzar Einan Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, these three are not Daraisa. Mashma, that they are Durabanan. And they are significant Durabanan, and that is Araya, that these are, at least some of them, are agreed upon. There are those, there's a Rashba in Shidim Kubesa Bamatsia that seems to say salting is Daraisa, maybe Bishol, but again, Pashus. The Rambam says all Durabanan. You remember, all Durabanan. The Rabbi Yochanan says these three are Durabanan. Rabbi Ami, Bashem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Hamachuvar, Shebekulan, Zuchatzer, Beis Hashmira. Rabbi Shlakish holds that one of them, Chatzer, is Daraisa. Because Chatzer is an expansion of bias. And whatever Chatzer you hold, right? We had a couple of days ago. That different types of chatzers, private ones, secure ones, not embarrassed ones, where you're going to eat there, where one person locks only. So Reish Lakish says that one is an expansion of bias, and that's why it's Daraisa, even though he would agree that all the other ones are Darabanan. Okay, now let's get to each one from the Mishnah. Hakovesh. So the Mishnah spoke about if somebody pickles. Pickling, right, it's one of the malachas on Shabbos. Molcho, that's ma'abdo, when it's not allowed to pickle. So are you allowed to put salt on vegetables on Shabbos? Let's say I like salt on my vegetables, on my salad. So the poskim say, just a little salt to make it taste good is okay. To drown it in salt. Let's say I want to drown my cucumber in salt. That's it could be an issue. Again, maybe if it's one, that's derech achila, it's not many, but kovesh. So kovesh, pickling, ashichmash kol tzarcho. What happens if you are pickling a whole bunch of cucumbers into pickles? Does each one become nigmar malacha one at a time? Or do you have to do all of them? Only after you did all of them do they all kick in. Remember we had the case earlier about if you're in the middle and it breaks in the middle? Right? We had a machlokas about that. Whether the elyonim need the tachtonim, tachtonim need the elyonim. So this relates to that. Ad sheyichlo kol tzarcho, you have to do all of them. Hasholek, ad sheyichlo kol tzarcho, do you have to cook all of them? Or do you say little by little, it becomes nigmar, little by little. So nishminim and adot, let's try to prove it from the following tosefta. Hamahavhev. If somebody is toasting, hamahavhev shibolin ba'or, if somebody is toasting ears of corn in fire, nitbalu, they become tavel. So that's always done in a small way. That's always done one at a time. One at a time, two at a time. If somebody's toasting corn, so if it says toasting corn, they become tavel. Below kachin and mechusar malachai dehor, and there's nothing else that you have to do. And you toast them little by little, so it must be each little bit. Each little bit becomes nikva, right? Because it says, nitvalu becomes tevel. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara answer is no. Shanyahi shihi gemar malachto. That might be different, because that's all, it's the derech to do it little by little. It could be that if the derech is to do a large amount, then every little by little is not good enough. But if the derech is only to do a small amount, then that's it. That's all you did, and that's a gemar malacha. Where do you see that it makes a difference between how much and amounts and quantities? So vayda amrada, right? The following proves that different quantities makes a difference in what your goal is. Hamakatev shibalim. We're going to go with the Mara Foldas Girsa. Look in his Girsa, first wide line. If somebody is plucking shibalim, corn stalks, lasos man mililos, if you want to make you use them just the kernels, ula achlan klayos, and toast them, nitzvalu miyad. Then they become tevel right away because it's only little by little, and you're toasting them raw. You're not going to bake them into anything. Ava la sosa and isa, but if you want to make it into a dough, la sosa and isa, lo nitzvalu ad shiyeh isa, then it's not going to be tevel until it's a dough. So what do you see from there? That it depends what you're using it for. Depends how you're doing it. So something that has a later stage, so then it's not going to be nikva yet. One that's finished right now, that's going to be nikva. And that's where the marafolda ends. Vishvamina, sheishchilik, bein dover, shedarkan, bakach, vachulu. And there's a raya that there's a difference between the two. Again, this is a hivhuv, is what is done also by the Karbana Omer. They talk about klayos, to prepare it. But again, you see in the Marafoldi, it describes what exactly hivchuv is. The derecha hivchuv v'klayos kenu davar muat. You just toast it in fire, and therefore, if you do little by little, so then of course it's going to be tevel right after you do that. But shlika or other types of actions that are usually done in larger quantities, then that wouldn't be a raya. So lo nitshad abaya, the Marafolda says that baya is not answered. So we're not sure exactly in this case. We don't have an answer to that question. Okay, we'll have to stop here with Hashem. We will continue next time, as now we are in the fourth parak of Maaseros.